Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings and salutations, everyone, from your friends here at the Psychic Funhouse. We're glad you're aboard, and we're happy to have you join us for another exciting hour of hilarity, hijinks, and something else that starts with an H. I don't know what. Ho-hos, because it's Santa, and he's coming. So let's all get down with the red and white and wearing tights. Okay, that's out of the way. Hey, my co-hosts for this amazing evening of fun are the man with a plan, wearing a caftan whenever he can, Mr. Michael J.
Bonjour, bonjour. Hello.
Hello.
Michael, I see you're coming to us from the Lincoln presidential bedroom. Are you advising Mr. Biden about election issues again?
It is something I can't discuss. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I've been sworn to secrecy. We'll just say I'm advising. I'm advising.
Wow. So cool.
Does this mean now you're going to have to hunt me down and put an end to me? Or am I still safe?
No.
Okay. Okay,
no,
good.
Not at all. No. Think back to Nancy Reagan. Remember Nancy?
No.
Oh, my.
Pretty sure. Banks.
And she, she had advisors, special advisors. Well, so does Jill.
That's right.
Not the All right. Is she trying to get you to guess what the Christmas presents? Is that what she's using your skills for?
Well, I shouldn't be discussing this, but she wants to know what Melania is going to give her for Christmas.
Oh.
Or if she's going to get a gift, if she's going to be receiving a gift. Grift is right, for Melania.
Ooh, right in slip there, buddy. Yeah. Melania does not do Christmas. She does not like Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she made it.
She does not like the decorate.
Yes.
Well, we'll keep us posted on any juicy details you can spill about how that sounds, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Michael's here. There's another amazing person in the studio, and you'll never guess who it is. The one, the only, the most amazing person that she knows outside of her two dogs, your friend and mine,
Adrian,
the Raven caller. Stratton, what's your favorite?
Oh,
yay!
That
was wild.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
The Stratton Sphere.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, listen, the crowd is just, they won't shut up. Shut up, crowd. They won't do it. I don't know. They love Adrian too much, I guess. Yeah. No clap like that from me. Wow.
Love that attention.
I bet you do. Eat up with a spoon, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. So what's new with Adrian? Yeah. What's happening?
Well, let's see. Not a whole lot is new. Just you know, working a lot, which is good to get back on track with work. And I've had a couple of really good readings this past week, and
nice.
Have a nice event coming up tomorrow afternoon at a for a private party at a hotel over here in Irvine. So I'm excited about that.
She.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at you two, World Trade Centers. I'm just up here in the back, the Northwest. Nobody comes up here except the looking man. I have to get my agent to book me real people. So
Before
we launch into Q&A time and then readings, maybe we can get your contact information for our lovely listeners who might want to find out more about you. Michael, why don't you go first? What's your contact info? Sorry. Right there.
Can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Adrian?
Oh, yeah. Well, probably the best way is to look at my website, which is ravenmessages.com. And on there, you'll find my email address, phone number, information about my fees and services and upcoming events. So that's probably the best way. Or, you know, you could call me at 714-376-7289 and text me as well. Thanks. And
nice.
Lawrence, what about you?
Well, I had a question for you contact-wise, Adrian.
Okay.
Before I divulge my contact info. Michael, Michael and I, and we remembered a few weeks ago that you mentioned you were using an app that was for spiritualists of various stripes. Is that still happening?
Yeah. So, and thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
So there is an app. And it's called Gig Salad, so G-I-G Salad. And if you have an event and you're looking for entertainment, you can just put psychic entertainment in there, and a whole lot of people will pop up, and their specialties and their fees and what have you. And you just... you know, identify yourself and what you're looking for, and you pick certain people, and everybody bids on the particular event. And so that's how that works.
Interesting. So if I was to select, so you can select more than one person you'd like to bid on your event? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Right, yeah.
Based on
their bio and probably location, geographic location. I live in Irvine. This hotel is in Irvine. You know, very, very easy. She was looking for a tarot card reader. I do that. And, but I think there were four or five, six other people that bid on it, and she selected me, so I'm excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking about that. Yeah. Can you also use the app to just directly book somebody that you want or you've used before? Is that also possible?
I think that's possible. I don't know that for a fact, but I think that's possible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're going to try that out. We're going to have somebody bid on you, just you directly, or contact you directly. We'll get a volunteer.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. Well,
sounds
that's
good.
Working
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not on Gig Salad, but you can reach me through the semi-normal means. That would be phone, 541-344-7534. Call me, text me, send me a photo. Nothing inappropriate. Okay, I've had enough of those. Thanks. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net, or you can check out my Facebook page, which is just a hopping hive of happy activity, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. All right. Well.
That's great.
Yeah, that sound means that we've entered into the discussion phase of the show. So. Anybody have any announcements to make? Are you guys doing end of the year activities or fairs? The psychic fair coming up? That's not for another Saturday or two, right? Am I correct about that? Do you have one?
Yeah. I don't. Other than this event tomorrow afternoon, there is a possibility I may have another one next week. But I haven't heard back from them to confirm anything. So kind of still waiting on that.
Okay. When has your Desserts of Europe cooking class filled up yet, Adrian?
What?
Yeah. I told you were doing a dessert tour of Europe class.
That would be a no.
It's filled up. There's still room?
No, actually, there is no cooking class. I would prefer everybody to, Bristol Farms or Gelson's Market or even Ralph's.
But they don't offer class. Somebody was wanting to glean pearls of wisdom from your recent, you know, Cordon Bleu appearance in France and London. No? Okay.
No.
Maybe next year. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, fun.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Really, you know, Michael, she's way too close to her vest. I guess that's just, you know, that's how it is.
I know. Wow.
Not going to get a Julia Child Award that way, but okay.
No, I saw something funny on Instagram. I think it was Instagram, might have been Facebook, I'm not sure, but it talked about how ironic it was that Martha Stewart was now teaching Snoop Dogg how to roll, and there was a rolling pin in front of her, and I thought that was funny.
What? I don't understand.
Yeah,
well,
what's the rolling?
The rolling is the marijuana that Snoop Dogg smokes all the time.
Mm-hmm. What?
And
Snoop Dogg smokes marijuana?
Yeah.
Well, you're kidding.
No.
Isn't he a boy?
Seriously. Hey,
I thought he drank milk and went to bed at 6 p.m. every night. Okay. Wow. I've changed. That guy.
But apparently Martha Stewart is teaching him how to cook and roll in pins.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So he knows a little one thing or two about rolling pins.
I
don't know.
It's a funny show.
Yeah.
It is amusing. Yeah. Yeah, Snoop Dogg's got his fingers in all sorts of pies, metaphorical and literal. There's wine that he's got his late name face on, and like 29 crimes or something like that, the name of it. It's pretty hilarious. So I think he's doing okay.
I think he is.
Yeah. When's your agent going to team you up with him for a cooking special? I would totally watch the heck out of that.
You know? Exactly.
You know, listen, now, Michael, from what I understand, is a wonderful cook, a wonderful chef.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah, and I like cooking.
Yeah.
Don't forget me. have skills too. I'm a wonderful eater.
There you go.
You are.
There you go.
I can serve it too.
Oh,
yeah.
What's
Michael's signature dish, do you suppose, that he would, you know, wow us with in the kitchen?
Michael makes soups. I love making soups.
Ah, soups. Okay.
Yeah.
What's a good soup for this time of year? Something really hearty or chewy or?
Just warm. Tonight
just a warm
I made
soup.
Fideo soup. So basically
Fumato
like
soup?
A Fideo.
Fideo.
It's Mexican.
Is that like you put
tomato
in it?
It's Mexican. It's like, it's pasta. So it's like a vermicelli. So it's basically a tomato-based chicken soup. Delicious.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Something simple.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I had some albondigas soup.
Albondigas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you make
menudo,
Michael? Are you a menudo maker?
No. Mm-mm.
You don't do the tripe?
I buy it. No. I never really. Every once in a while I'll eat it, but no. I'm really fussy about textures, and that's one of the textures on the no list.
Yeah. It's like 25-year-old son across your mouth.
It's just sometimes see if they don't clean the tripe good enough, it just stinks. And so, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's called al fresco.
Is that what that's called? Okay.
It's just the memory of Al saying hi. Okay. Yeah, soups are good. You can do a lot with soup.
Yeah.
I appreciate good soup.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about readings that I had this week.
Please do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I had two really amazing readings, and it was a father talking to his sons, one of them, and then that same person on the other side talking to his sister.
Hmm.
And it was just, I thought, very moving and touching how the father developed. He came through, we did a reading about a year ago, and number one, the father came through at that time, but he was much more quiet, and he didn't really say that much. And this time, he opened up a lot more, and it was about making amends to his family, to his son.
Mm-hmm.
And they're young men in their 20s. And just asking for forgiveness for a lot of his faults while he was in his body and on this earth. And it was just really touching to see how relationships can continue to evolve.
Yeah.
Even when these loved ones are on the other side. And I was just really moved by that. I thought it was mm-hmm. very endearing and just lovely. And
mm-hmm.
and also, too, how when he came through again to talk to his sister, because they didn't have a very good relationship, but it was about owning all his stuff now, all his faults, all his shortcomings, and apologizing for them, and really being in awe of his sister, because after he transitioned, his sister really filled in for him, stepped into his shoes and has been taking care of his kids, his two boys, and not complaining about it and nothing, not even, you know, not asking for anything, not even needing acknowledgments that she's doing this. And he was just in awe of her, that she would do that in spite of how terrible he treated her while he was in his body.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really touching. And I'm just so in awe of doing this work and seeing mm-hmm. how people evolve. And one of the things I would suggest to our listeners, if you are to get a mediumship reading, a lot of the times we have questions for a loved one, but I would suggest that you don't come with a long list of questions, maybe one or two, but really allow your loved one to open up and to allow them to communicate at their own pace and allow that relationship to evolve organically. And so anyway, it was so moving. And I'm just blown away by this work and how these people on the other side still want to evolve and they want to evolve when they get to the other side, but I guess they want the relationship to evolve still with those here in their body, with the loved ones they've left behind.
Yeah. I love that. Love that, Michael.
Yeah. So they're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun to do.
They're
moving. They're touching. And especially when the person is funny as well. It makes it so much more enjoyable and fun to do. So get readings with your loved ones on the other side. Be open. Don't have an agenda. Maybe come with one or two questions and allow it to happen organically, the relationship.
Michael,
absolutely.
Do you find that people show up with a lot of questions and that's they're pretty attached to that process and you have to kind of display them or, you know,
sometimes they are. Sometimes they are. I remember doing a reading for a lady once and her daughter had transitioned. She was sick, a very accomplished woman and very successful financially. From the outside, you would have thought her life was perfect. She had, I can't remember, she had some kids, I think one or two. And she kept communicating to her family. Everything was in order. All her business was in order and not to worry. It's all good. That was the furthest thing from the truth. No will had been done, didn't get her finances ordered. Basically, from what I was hearing from her family, it was a mess, a complete mess. And, there were a couple individuals who were really angry with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to know, why didn't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you get your life in order? You told me while you were in your body, everything was fine. And that was the furthest thing from the truth. And they just could not comprehend that this accomplished, intelligent woman did not take care of her personal affairs. And basically she was just like, I couldn't deal with it. You know, I couldn't deal with you, and I couldn't deal with, I think she had cancer, you know, cancer, and I couldn't deal with all that. Like, she was barely holding herself together.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not a good enough answer for some of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept pressing on over and over and over. At a point, too, I wanted to be like, hello, are you not understanding English here? Like, lay off. She told you why. Let it go. Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It most certainly is.
Well, I guess part that I really love, though, is when we're talking to spirit, the loved ones on the other side, they give the truth. They don't lie anymore. It's truth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they might not be able to address it head on, but they will allude to it. Mm-hmm. Or if they can't talk about it in a truthful manner, they just won't even say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're either going to get the truth or you get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or a couple crumbs.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's no pretense, I would assume, once you're gone, because, you know, what image do you have to hold up? It's pretty much over.
Exactly.
So if you're not going to be honest at that stage, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
but the client, you know, the classic client who's not getting the answer they want to hear, that works on all sorts of levels for all sorts of mediums and different things, right? I'm paying you money, so you should give me this. It's like, well, spirit wants you to know this, though, but I don't want to hear that. I want to hear this. It's like, well, we're going to have a challenge then. That's what you're coming in with.
Yeah.
Do you ever have clients like that, Adrian?
Oh, yeah. I have. And, you know, it is. I mean, it's takes a few moments, you know, to try to help regroup everybody and, you know, and tell them just what you said. You know, it's Spirit may have another plan, and this is the information that's coming forward for you to hear, for you to try to acknowledge and recognize. And if you can't do it right now, that's all right. You know, you go home, you go on about your day, and you continue to think about it, feel it, and see if you can embrace it. Because it is the truth.
Yeah.
I had the reading, one of the readings that I did, a couple of them, started out as, one was over the phone, one was in person, one was regarding a real estate transaction.
Uh-oh.
And looking kind of like distant viewing, you know, a particular property on this person's behalf. And I gave her my, you know, feelings about the property energetically and suggested that she negotiate with the management team for, you know, a discount on the rent. And then she wrote me back just today, as a matter of fact, to let me know that they did negotiate with her and gave her a $500 discount, which was pretty cool. Yeah. And she looks like she's going to move forward with that. And then the other one, it was one of those readings that was supposed to be tarot card. And you know, you sit down, you get ready to, you know, pull some cards for the sitter, and before you can do that, you know, the loved ones from the other side show up. And so it becomes a mediumship reading, you know. And so I always love that, you know. So that's a lot of fun. So it was a rather in-depth meeting and reading, I should say, and a meeting. And, you know, it was good. It turned out very good. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The best clients are the ones that, you know, maybe they have an agenda, like you're talking about, Michael, or they do have questions. But they're also flexible, right? So if things take a turn in a certain direction and it seems meaningful, they're willing to, you know, go there with you. So you don't have to interrupt the process to try to accommodate them to the point where you lose connection or you miss out, you know, because that's, you know, spirit lives in a spontaneous world, right? Different, you know. Their concept of presence and time and all that, it's very, very different from what we have. So, you know, they tend to cut to the chase, I think, when something needs to be said. So, good to respect that. Oh, show. Speaking of respect, I want to respect that we have callers who've been waiting patiently and I'm guessing want to find out what you might have to share with them, my lovely co-host. So are we ready to see what the phones have to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's tune in. Sorry, I thought that was the phone. I guess not. Our first caller, this is area code 850. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael, Adrian, and Lawrence. What's your name, and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Michelle from Florida. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, I'm good. I just had a question.
Go ahead.
My siblings are all fighting over my mom and dad's property, and everything's kind of up in the Everything's kind of up in the air. My brother owns it, me and my sister own it, because my dad was in a lawsuit, and so I don't know whose the property is, and it kind of went to my brother's head because he said it was all his, but I think it was meant for all three of us kids. So what do you see the final outcome of all this?
Can I ask you a question or two?
Yeah, go right ahead.
What is the outcome you want to have happen, ideally, about this?
I want it to be right in God's eyes, fair and shared equally.
Okay. So for that to happen, would the property then need to be liquidated or sold, or how would that? How do you see that ideal situation taking place, Michelle?
Well, there's several lots. There's four lots. And, of course, I don't know. I would think my nephew is – it was only supposed to be for me and our three siblings, and my brother wants to give it to his nephew, our nephew. And, of course, I think it was only fair to go to the siblings. That's the way it was supposed to be. So it's kind of mixed feelings because it's my nephew, so I don't mind him having a share of the property as long as it was equally shared. You know, does that make any sense?
Mostly. So what I'm hearing you say is there's not just one property. There's multiple properties, and and you have how many siblings? Your brother and another sibling.
Yes, I got my brother. He's my adopted brother, and then my sister, and then my sister, and then me.
So four of you.
Three.
Okay, just one other sister. All right.
Right.
You said something about so this is your father's property, and he passed away presumably, and he didn't have a will. Is that what I heard you say, or you don't know?
I don't know. And then my brother is in bad health. He's in kidney failure. And then my stepmom and then my mom has got Alzheimer's, so she's due to pass too. So I don't know who's going to pass first, my brother or my mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess, you know, the first thing, obviously, is to find out if there's a will. Did your father mention anything like that? Did he talk about how he wanted these properties to be disposed of after he died? Or, you know?
Well, yeah, he did. I do know because I read the will, and I don't know where it's at. I've looked everywhere. But there is a will, and I think my brother has it, but or maybe he don't. I don't know. And everything was to go to my brother, and that was because my father was in a lawsuit, and he was a minor at the time, and then my dad died, so the will never got changed back. So basically everything went to my brother, so the property wasn't lost because he was a minor at the time, and it was protecting the property. Did that make any sense?
So your father was in a lawsuit. He didn't want to lose the property, so he put the property title or deeds in your brother's name, who was a minor.
Right, because he was a minor. Yep, because he was a minor. And it never got changed back. And my father, my grandfather bought all the property for all three children, and that was the stipulation of my grandfather for my dad to get the money with being all three children. But he died and the will never got changed, so I don't know what's going to happen now.
So did your father write the will up himself, or did he have the help of an attorney, or do you know anything about that?
He had the help of an attorney.
Is that attorney somebody you've contacted already to find out if there's a copy of the will with him?
No, I have not. I haven't contacted the attorney.
That would be the first thing I would do, just in a practical sense, Michelle, just to reach out and find out. Because if he's got someone that wrote the will with him or for him, then that would be the person who would have ideally the most recent copy, or at least the legal copy. Right, that if your brother, it sounds like, isn't willing to part with maybe the original or the copy that he has, you could view the one that presumably this attorney has on file for your father. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, it's kind of sad because my brother has gotten really greedy and in control and in power, and the situation, how it all came about, is my sister is homeless right now. And my brother won't let her stay on the property. But when we looked at the deed, all three of us children are on the deed. But yet the will, you know, I know it was all to go to my brother. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, so whose property is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that, you know, whoever that attorney is that worked with your dad would also be a good person to run those questions by too, because, you know, deeds can say one thing and they're legal documents, but wills are also, you know, they have their own legal weight and authority. But I would, you know, if you haven't talked to him, or at least the lawyer that you trust, somebody that you've worked with, or somebody you're willing to talk to, you know, square all this out for you, that would be the best starting point, just to get some practical directions on where to go. I mean, certainly, you know, we can, you know, offer you our insights if we have them. But, you know, generally when anybody calls us about legal matters, that's kind of our suggestion, is that they actually talk to a professional who works in the field, because they're going to be able to give you much more concrete advice and just really practical advice. So.
Right.
But you want to know what's going to happen with the property, is that right? Is that what your basic question is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said you wanted it to be divided equally, fairly, is that right?
Right, because I think that's how it was originally supposed to be. The only reason it went to my brother and it went to his head, all the power and the greed of the property, is because of the lawsuit, you know, and it never got changed back. So yeah, it kind of screwed me and my sister out of it, you know.
Well, we don't know that, you know, yet. It sounds like it's still pending. So, but let me throw this out to my other co-hosts here and see if they have anything that came up while we were talking. Adrian or Michael, do you have anything to contribute to Michelle's dilemma?
Hi, Michelle. This is Adrian. I just have a question for you. Do the initials M-A mean anything to you?
Well, my initial is M, and then I got a brother that starts with the M, Michelle and Michael.
Is Michael Michael is not the brother that is trying to control everything. Would that be correct?
Right, that is correct. The brother that's trying to control everything, he was adopted. And his name is Sean.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So kind of the guidance, if you will, that I'm getting on this, just to share with you, it looks like and feels like you and your brother need to come together and work together in unison, kind of like the two of you need to put your heads together and work together and see if you can come up with a plan. It is kind of a difficult situation, and it is more than likely going to require some legal assistance. But that's what I was getting, that the M and the A were coming across very strong and very powerful together. So that would be my advice to you, is to pursue conversation with that brother of yours.
Well, I wish that could happen, because I mean, I've tried to, but he's very much controlling, and he wants to give the property to his nephew, and he won't talk about it. He'll just scream and holler, you know.
Yeah, not the, you want to talk to the brother that, your brother, not the adopted brother.
Huh. That's weird, because he's never been in the picture. My dad didn't raise him, and they had a falling out, and they never spoke again. So I don't speak to him. I've got his number, but I don't hardly ever talk to him.
That's
weird that you brought that up.
Yeah, maybe it is a good time to talk to him. And his name starts with M?
Yes, Michael.
Okay, Michael, yeah. So maybe it's time to talk to Michael, and maybe that's what the message is. And
maybe he's going to try to get a share of it, even though he was never part of our life. He is my dad's son.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there you go. And it's like if it's important to you, you know, to keep it in the family, so to speak, then this is a good time. This is a good time to reach out to him.
Okay.
That's my feeling on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to. I was just gonna finish and say that what you need is a really strong team of the family members that you are closest to. The family members, the three of you, I am not suggesting by any means that you pick a fight with the other brother, the adopted brother, but in trying to make sure that things are equal and fair, you need to have a strong communication and teamwork with your other siblings.
No, and unfortunately, I don't think that's the case, because he is not, he's just hateful. Well, they both kind of are, but I kind of feel sorry for my sister because she's homeless and my brother won't let her live there. And, of course, she's homeless because of her own doings. You know, but, you know, God says to forgive, so I try to, I'm a forgiving person.
Yeah.
Even if they've both been hateful to me.
Yeah, and there's only so much you can do, too, you know, to help others. People do have to take some responsibility for themselves and, you know, try to get on with their life. So that's all I have, Michelle. I don't know, Michael, or if I cut you off, Lawrence.
No,
I'm still here.
Give me Michael to say a few,
okay.
few words. Yeah, we're good. Michael?
Hi, this is Michael. What I was getting through here while listening to this, it feels like you are not going to get, it feels like there's a possibility here of getting some of this because you're all on the deeds. All your names are on the deed. And so because of that, I'm feeling like there is a slight opening here. However, the problem is going to be, you know, that your father put everything in your brother's name. But I think there might be a good possibility of getting something.
Right.
But it feels like it's just going to take a lot of investment in time and money.
And it's something I ain't got. I live on disability.
Yeah. But I would talk to a lawyer.
I got you.
And if you know who the lawyer is that wrote this up, for your father, you might want to talk to that lawyer. Try to find that lawyer.
Yeah. If he's still alive, because he was older like my dad, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Or maybe if he still has a practice and somebody's there.
Yeah.
You know, try as much as you can.
Yeah.
At least get another opinion.
Okay.
Michelle, even if he's passed on, I'm sorry I'm breaking in, Michael, but that record should be, the will, if there's one on file, it should also be held by the state, is my understanding, depending on what the law is in your state. But there's always another place to look. Or, he, you know, if he's got somebody else he passed his records on to. But I wouldn't give up, you know, trying to find out things from that angle, is all I'm saying. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank
Lord,
you
got involved in some point. That's bottom line there. Yeah. So.
Well, I do appreciate you guys. You know, it's just the part of wanting to know, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very natural. It's understandable. Yeah.
I'm willing to let it all go, because if I can't afford an attorney, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, most attorneys don't charge you just to have an initial conversation, so I wouldn't let that stop you. You know, they'll let you know what their retainer fee is or something, but generally just for a consult. But those are usually not what they charge for. And there's legal aid. There should be legal aid in Florida. So legal aid will often do things for a reduced fee or even pro bono, which means free. So don't give up the ship. Let us know what happens, Michelle, okay? We're glad you called, and good luck with your issue. I hope it resolves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. And
oh, you bet.
Y'all have Have a blessed holiday.
You do the same. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, tough one. Very difficult. We got time for another caller. Should we take another caller? My lovely co-host.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Let's try this one. The wild card line. This is area code 307. You're on the Fun House with Michael, Lawrence, and Adrian. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Very well. This is Danny calling in from Wyoming.
Danny from Wyoming. How's Wyoming? You got any snow yet?
Actually, we just got 2 feet last week.
Well, there's a few feet. Oh, okay. Is that all? Geez, just a few feet.
Two feet.
two feet. Okay, one for each foot, left foot, right foot.
One for each foot. Unfortunately, my little Porsche wasn't able to get out of the driveway for a hot second.
But hey, you still have the Porsche, right? So that's good news. Right?
You can take the boy out of L.A., but you ain't going to take this boy out of L.A.
There you go.
So when winter really hits, do you take off the front tires and put on skis on your, your Porsche? Is that how you get around?
I don't really drive during the winter. Not my forte.
Oh, okay. You get around by dog sled then? What happens? Snowmobile? Or people just come to you because you're so famous from L.A.?
Well, people come to me.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. Well, what can we help you with, friend?
So I just want, some maybe career outlook, maybe seeing where things are going to be leading next year. I am committed to where I'm at right now, but there's a bit inside of me that just wants to maybe see if there's something more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just so I make sure, tell me your name again. What was it?
Danny.
Danny, that's right. Okay. How'd you end up in Wyoming?
1893.
Okay. How'd you end up in Wyoming from L.A., Danny?
I grew up here, but I've been back and forth from California my entire life.
Ah, got it. Okay. All right. So you want some career information. Let's tune in for you. See what we get.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Somebody's smiling.
Yeah. Hey, Danny. It's Adrienne.
Hi, darling.
Yeah, glad that you called. I have a question for you. Have you ever been in the entertainment business?
A little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you feeling inclined or interested in looking into that again?
I actually just applied to another reality show today.
Okay. Love it. Yeah, love it. Do you like Beverly Hills?
Most definitely.
Yeah. So I have a vision of you being back in L.A. I have vision of you connecting. It's how can I put this? It's almost like connecting with your soul family. And that is to say that there are people and there are places and environments and sights and smells that not only touch you but feed you. And so even though I get that at various times you have traveled here and there, you always come home. And L.A. and, yes, L.A., Los Angeles feeds you. It feeds that spark of you. It feeds your heart. It touches your soul. And your love life blossoms as well. So I'm just getting that as well. So I feel that you have very good days ahead of you. You're going to be reconnecting with people and places that you haven't seen in a while, but they're going to be welcomed back. And I feel like I see several different doors opening for you. And also in the entertainment, so there was a couple of other things that just kind of popped up briefly, and that was music, music venues, as well as restaurants. So do you have
I own a restaurant.
Okay. Love it. Love it.
My
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I will say this, Beverly Hills is very significant to me because that's where my late father and I, we would always go to the Beverly Hilton.
Okay.
And that's always been like a very, Beverly Hills is just a very, very special place for me. And the restaurant, it's validation.
Good. Love it. Yeah, your holidays are going to be just delightful. And like I said, especially very shortly after, what I'm getting very shortly after the first of the year, many doors, much joy, and connection coming to you. That's what I got.
Wow. Toss snacks.
How about you, Michael?
I was picking up something. Hi, Danny. It's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Interestingly enough, I was picking up as well Hollywood, and I was feeling a connection to the movie industry. I kept seeing studios for you, and that feels like next year. And interestingly enough, I was also feeling Florida as well, something about Florida. And I don't know if it's directly related to work, but it was kind of on the cusp of that, but more about living there. Have you been to Florida?
Numerous times. My mother's from Florida.
Okay. So that feels like an option as well. And also it felt to me like if you go to Florida, something about a relationship, a significant relationship as well, will transpire or blossom, get better. But there's a connection to a relationship there for you.
Hopefully there's a million reasons why there's a connection there.
Yeah. But I believe the career connection is coming next year and it feels like the middle of the year to me. And that feels like Hollywood, Los Angeles, and then I feel living in Florida. Maybe not full-time, part-time, something like that.
Wow. I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
So, yeah.
Especially with the, you know, the restaurant and the music, because I do sing, I do write music.
Uh-huh.
I did apply for a reality show, so this has been a very, like, validating, like, reading, and I super appreciate the use of energy tonight. This is just what I needed so much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
Are you in a relationship?
Currently, no.
Okay. Yeah. So your guides were saying that they're working with you to find somebody.
Let's hope.
No, don't hope. Just thank them for it.
There you go.
Have faith. Yeah.
Absolutely adore that.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore that.
Because they understand that you want this, that you want the relationship, and they're helping you. Okay? So
perfect.
No hoping, just have faith.
Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Yeah. And in Florida, it feels like you're going to be right by water, very close to water.
Hopefully Boca.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Well, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for giving me so much enlightenment and, you know, validation. And I'm just glad to know that I'm on the right path. And hopefully things are going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, let it will.
Yeah, please let us know. Come back and
most definitely, most
give
definitely.
Us an update.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be well.
Appreciate
have
you.
A good day. You too.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 No angel, man. There you go. All right. Well, you guys are hot. You melted the snow in Wyoming for me. Good job. So, we've reached the end of the show. I know, it's hard to go, but we almost grow. So, Adrian, what's the best way to reach out and get some more of that good stuff from you? Okay.
Sure. So, check out my website at ravenmessages.com or call me, text me at area code 714-376-7289. Michael?
You can reach me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call it text at 562-457-0457. What about you, Mr. Laurence?
I'm so glad you asked, Michael. Well, you can call me or text me, 541-344-7534. Or you can email me, givingtreeatearthlink.net. Check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. Web site, givingtreefarm.com. So, yes, another lovely show with some lovely callers, some lovely co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Very blessed this holiday season, moving along swimmingly. So I want to thank my extremely talented jet-setting co-host, that would be Michael Espinoza, for all the good work he did tonight. Yeah. And
yeah,
our lovely chef in hiding, Ms. Stratton. Good job. Very impressed with both of your work tonight. It's great to be a part of it. So.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
and to you.
Yeah.
Mr. Laurel.
Yes, indeed.
Shamanic Birch.
Yeah, to me, all good tidings. So, who wants to say bye-bye? Tim? We all do it at once, you know, like on the
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
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 Au revoir. So long.
See you next week.
Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.